Well, this summer, and we assume summer is going to come here sooner or later, we've been kind of in a cool spot here for a few weeks here as we continue to work our way through the spring, but we're going to see some good weather coming up pretty soon, and that's going to lead to some, hopefully some good growing season here this year and some great opportunities at some of the area farmers markets. Brigham Hoig is with us this morning. She's Cass County Wellness Coordinator among her many hats, and I want to talk a little bit about farmers markets coming up here for the season. Brigham, how are you today?
Doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, so far, it seems like we've gotten a little bit of rain in some timely spots. Maybe that'll keep the gardens and keep those small plots growing so we can have a great season at the markets.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up there this year, because it's not going to be too long here. We're going to be enjoying a lot of great opportunities at the area farmers markets. And here in Cass County, we're blessed to have so many of them.
We are. It's just awesome. We've got four farmers markets in Cass County.
And they are pretty spread, so we have opportunity to catch some different things. And they all are very unique, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that we'll be enjoying here this year as far as some of the opportunities folks are going to find special this year?
Sure, yeah. So first farmers market in Anita is on Tuesdays, 4:30 to 6:30, from June through August. That's at Banshell Park in Anita. At that market, you'll find, of course, fresh produce, honey, farm fresh eggs, nuts, baked goods, popcorn, jellies, salsas, handcrafted items, and more. The next farmers market we've got is Atlantic Farmers Market. That is on Saturdays at Farm Bureau in Atlantic from 9 a.m. to noon. That one actually already started May 21st and goes through the end of August as well. Similar products to the Anita Farmers Market will be found there. The next one, sometimes confused with the Atlantic Farmers Market, is Produce in the Park. Atlantic has two different farmers markets, which is really great because they're on different days. Produce in the Park is every Thursday evening, 4:30 to 6:30, from the beginning of June through mid-October. And that market, in addition to many of the things we've mentioned, I also help with that market as the manager. We'll have live music, food trucks, and a whole bunch of activities for kids and adults throughout the season. And then the last market is in Lewis, and this one is pretty cool. It is 2 days a week, both Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 o'clock to 6:30 p.m., that one starting May 31st. It is at 3HO, which is 201 First Street in Lewis. Fresh produce, baked treats, craft, and wood pellet creations can be found at that market.
Very good. Do we see some crossover with some of the different vendors going to the different markets?
Yeah, we do. We do see vendors that will go to multiple markets, and I think that's just excellent. It gets people, various vendors at places that might be closer to their own homes.
Well, when we think about the growing season, a lot of times folks will think that, well, it's probably better to get to the market later in the summer because then you'll have more variety in things. But it's pretty spread out, isn't it? You get some different things at different times.
You really do. I would say today this spring has been a cold spring. And so, there are a few things that are a little late. But, even on the first weeks of the market, we're going to see green onions, fresh spinach, fresh lettuces. I've got Bridgewater Farm, for example, at Produce in the Park, even has some potatoes that they've been able to store since last fall. And that's just produce. I think that our markets have done an excellent job expanding. We see local meat at the markets, of course, local honey available year-round, and then really excellent baked goods and craft vendors, of course, all the time.
You bet. Well, now, if that's not enough to draw folks in during the course of the summer season, you've got some added incentives I see this year through the local Cass County Local Food Policy Council, not just helping to support by promoting, but throwing some cash in there to give folks some opportunity to get some extra incentives to get to these events.
Yes, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council has been awesome at supporting the local farmers market. So one thing you're going to see are farmers market produce coupons, and these are targeted towards folks who are lower income. So the Food Policy Council partners with different groups like Backpack Buddies out of the schools or Head Start families or food pantries to distribute these produce coupons. But then there are other incentives that they're providing as well. So the market is actually funding a free produce drawing at Produce in the Park, and This means everyone age 18 and older on the first night of Produce in the Park, that's June 2nd, can enter for free, enter this drawing, and one winner will be drawn, and they will get a box of fresh produce for 20 weeks from Bridgewater Farm. So this is going to be like 8 to 12 different produce items in that box every week, and of course the produce changes as the season goes on, and that is estimated to be a $350 value, and I think it is just so cool. It really draws attention to the fact that Bridgewater Farm is back at Produce in the Park, and they are an organic, excellent produce vendor, and just how much produce there will be throughout the season. So that is one of the new things. The Food Policy Council is also funding free produce drawings, taste tests, and guest chef samples at the Lewis Farmers Market as well. So, you know, anyone can just walk up and try some new produce, or try a recipe by a guest chef, and the local ingredients will be funded by the Food Policy Council. The last thing that I wanted to mention is that the Food Policy Council is also funding Produce in the Park as a market can accept SNAP EBT. This is sometimes known as food stamps, and it costs about $200 a year to have a machine that can accept that for all vendors at the park, and the Food Policy Council is covering that fee for Produce in the Park. I would mention that the Anita and the Atlantic Farmers Markets also accept SNAP EBT as well.
Okay, a lot of opportunity there for folks. You mentioned the Bridgewater Farm opportunity there. That's just as simple as signing up, and then it's a drawing. Yes. So this is a prize. So you're going to be a winner if you're the one who's drawn. And then do they show up then each week to pick up that box?
Yes, that's what's so cool about it, is that whoever wins it, then every week at Produce in the Park, you'll have your new box of produce from Bridgewater Farm. So we'll just keep on coming back to the market and keep on getting your box if you're the winner.
All right. Mystery prizes. We like those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Well, now I see eggs are included also as part of the Produce in the Park opportunity, that you've got opportunity to get fresh eggs to folks.
Yes, that's another one I forgot to mention. So the Food Policy Council is also funding through the whole season of Produce in the Park a dozen eggs. So this is going to be a weekly drawing. And this drawing is, you know, again, 18 and up, just enter your name, and if you're drawn, we'll call you, and the next week you'll have a free dozen eggs at the park, buying eggs from Brunco Farm. And the reason we wanted to focus on that is we want folks to know we've got farm-fresh eggs at the farmer's market. People often ask about that, and some folks really love the farm-fresh eggs, and I personally love them. So anyway, it'll be fun to highlight them all season.
Yeah. Brigham, are you amazed at how you've got the loyalty that you've created with some of these vendors? You know, you've got Bridgewater Farms looking to be a part of that again. You've got Brunco Farms, who's been a part for a number of years. You've got some other vendors that are back year after year, week after week. Are you impressed at how these relationships have grown?
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. And it's been, I mean, these markets have been around for a while, but it is so much fun to see. Yes. And you know, I read somewhere last year that shopping at a farmer's market is like a boutique shopping experience. How often do you get to like buy from the person who grew or made the item and discuss it while you buy it? And I really think that is what's so wonderful about the farmer's market, is those personal relationships between you and the people who made or grew your food, and then everyone else who is also there to enjoy, whether it's live music or, you know, just saying hi on a Saturday morning.
Well, and the opportunity is there, too, to help on both ends. I mean, the local Food Policy Council, by doing some of these programs and helping to support these farmers' markets, you're not just supporting the vendors on that side, but, of course, you're supporting those folks who come out. And more folks are discovering, or rediscovering in some cases, the opportunities that a local farmers' market gives.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good on both ends. That way we get a lot of benefit. As far as the Food Policy Council goes, this fits right in with the mission, and it's also about getting nutritious foods into people's hands, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That is what, like, the Food Policy Council loves about supporting these markets, is that, you know, they support local farms and food businesses here, but also by funding all this produce, you know, really get people to try some of the most nutritious food there is out there.
Yep, and keep it as local as we possibly can. We love to see people coming back and make it easy because, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but gas prices are kind of high. If you had to drive a ways to be able to find some of these local opportunities, it wouldn't be near as much fun, but you can really save some money if it's just a short jaunt to, you know, across town.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Well, we look forward to another good season. The markets, I think some have already started, but we've got some that are going to be starting up again very, very soon. Look for those and enjoy all the opportunities provided here locally through the Food Policy Council and all of these great vendors that come out to support these markets. Brigham, thank you so much for the time. Have a great season.
Thanks so much, Jim.